Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Friday the 13th episode of Sports Time Radio, and as I speak, there's a black cat in my closet. But anyways, I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, hey, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, those blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings, so you can look for a brand new one of them tomorrow morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you want to hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, Dan and I would greatly appreciate it. You know, again, Mr. Fantasy doesn't. I don't know. You just got to, he's just like that. You got to get used to him. So, but don't forget, there's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is, come on, we know this by now. It's at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three.
So, all right, Dan. You know, I woke up a little early. Thought, oh, okay. Well, you know, I'll get to check out, you know, the majority of the Cubs game. I think I missed two innings. And good Lord, was that an embarrassing performance today. I don't know if it was the weather or, you know, what it was, they didn't feel like playing because, you know, the Pirates roughed them up, but they were just a total embarrassment today. They got four whopping hits against a guy who was actually released by two teams, Anibal Sanchez. They made him look like he was a Cy Young winner, and then, of course, the various bullpen accoutrements of the Braves that rolled through there. Yu Darvish was, again, ridiculously bad. 4 2/3, 9 hits, gave up 4 runs. They were all earned. Managed to walk 4. He did strike out 4, threw a wild pitch, and also gave up a home run. Since the Cubs had 4 hits, Dan, I can tell you who had them all. Hey, Ian Hop had 2, so I hope he was in your lineup today. My guy Tommy LaStella had 1, and then Chris Bryant had the 4th one. That was it. They struck out 9 times, which is expected. The Cubs do that a lot, so that's no big deal. Darvish, of course, got the loss. He's 0-1. Sanchez got the win. He goes to 1-0. On the Braves side, fantasy-wise, Ozzie Albies went 2-for-5, and I believe he had a double. Yeah, he had a double. Nick Markakis went 2-for-4. Preston Tucker went 2-for-4, drove in 3 runs. He hit the home run. And then Ryan Flaherty was 3-for-5. Dansby Swanson also doubled for his only hit of the game. So I don't know, Dan. I mean, I was excited to get up and watch the game, and this is what I got. It was just really disappointing. How much did you get to see?
Enough to know that it was tiring watching. I think the highlight of the game was during the 7th inning, when JD left the booth. I don't know if he went over to the Braves broadcast, but they brought in Chip Carey for the top of the season.
Yes.
So, you know, that was pretty cool. He doesn't sound like the same guy
Brave.
He did. Well, he doesn't sound like the same guy as he did when he was broadcasting for the Cubs. But I did find it interesting to know that, you know, Harry Carey was just his grandfather. He didn't really have a relationship with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think they had much of a relationship. You know, that's been kind of put out there a little bit. I mean, you know, just one of those things. So, but, you know, anyways, that was our only early game. We do have one postponement already. The White Sox and the Twins have been snowed out, and reports are they could get about 1 foot of snow up there. So I'm really doubting they'll play tomorrow and maybe not even Sunday. So that'll be one hell of a series there. The rest of the schedule, in about 5 minutes, we got the Cardinals Red starting up. It's Luke Weaver and Tyler Mahle as the starting pitchers there. Then, you know, a little later here, the Rockies at the Nationals, Kyle Freeland against Tanner Roark. The Orioles are at the Red Sox, Chris Tillman against Eduardo Rodriguez. The Blue Jays are at the Indians, Marcus Stroman against Mike Clevinger. The Yankees are at the Tigers, Jordan Montgomery against Mike Fiers. The Brewers are at the Mets, Zach Davies against Steven Matz. I should say the World Series winning Mets. I forgot that there. The Pirates are at the Marlins. It's Chad Kuhl against Dylan Peters. The Phillies at the Rays, Vincent Velasquez against Jacob Faria. The Rangers are at the Astros, Cole Hamels against Garrett Cole. The Angels are at the Royals, Andrew Heaney against Jason Hamill. The Diamondbacks are at the Dodgers, Dan. Good matchup here, Zach Greinke against Kenta Maeda. The A's are at the Mariners, Andrew Triggs against Mike Leake. And then the night wraps up with the Giants at the Padres. We got Ty Black against Tyson Ross. So that's what's rolling out tonight. You excited? You're gonna watch? You're gonna be up late enough to watch some of that Diamondback Dodger game?
Oh yeah, it's Friday.
Well, yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean you know you still won't end up in bed by 9:30. So you know that happens to me sometime on Fridays. I'm old. One of those things. But I did want to mention, as you know, Dan and I have been playing the free home run challenge on FanDuel. And just so you know, you are safe. I did get through my fourth day without hitting a home run. And I actually had Stanton and Judge, two of my three guys last night. So that kind of tells you how my luck goes. What I did need your help on here, Dan, because I'm doing something completely wrong with this. When I checked in on it last night after I believe you and I may have finished with the podcast, DJ LeMahieu had already homered. He went on to homer twice last night. Dan, there were over 25 guys who picked DJ LeMahieu as one of their homer guys. Can you explain to me in any way, shape, or form how the hell they came up with DJ LeMahieu? Because, you know, I mean, you look at the Rockies lineup, and he's not exactly the guy I'm jumping out after. I mean, he didn't even hit double-digit home runs last year playing in Colorado. They were on the road last night, and yet he hits two bombs, and like I said, there were over 25 people, I didn't look at the exact number, who had him in their FanDuel home run derby. How or why or what the hell am I missing, Dan? I'm tired of not winning money.
It was completely random. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those things, you know, that baffled the hell out of me, you know, when I'm looking at it. And I get it, you know, occasionally you like to, you know, you'll take a flyer, you know, but like I took a flyer yesterday on like Mike Moustakas, who's at least a legitimate home run hitter. You know, I didn't figure too many guys would go with him. So, you know, I thought he could be an interesting pick. Or that may have been two nights ago. I don't remember when I did that. I've had so many guys not homer for me. Yeah, you know, and it's just kind of like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, how, you know, what am I, you know, am I missing a website or something that I should be stealing these guys off of? Or, you know, how the hell am I not getting this right? But, I mean, you'd think by now I would have at least I accidentally landed on one guy who homered, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because I got zero also. Because I should have went with LeMahieu.
Oh, you're in my category as well. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, I pumped three more guys in tonight. So we'll see how it works out. But you know, I mean, I honestly think I'm gonna manage to go the whole week homerless. You know, and I guess that's just how it's going to be. I just kind of baffled. So, oh well, at least it's free and I'm not, you know, right. At least it's free and I'm not spending money on it, right?
Yeah, I wonder if there's like a record for that.
What, on how many homers you hit or how many homers I don't hit? So.
Yeah, how many you don't get.
Yeah. You think if we could go the whole week homerless, they would give us something, you know, just for being that bad. I'm baffled. So.
I've got you by one.
Yeah, but
I got two.
I have, I have three more days, and I do have Matt Chapman in my lineup tonight, so I believe he's gonna come through for me. And I know one of my other guys is Mike Trout because he's facing Jason Hamill, and I forgot who the third guy was, but I'm sure he'll hit three bombs tonight, and I will parade my way to victory there. So that will work out just perfectly.
All we needed was three home runs. If I would have had two more last night, I could have won $10.87.
So yeah, well hell, you know, it was 2 or 3 days ago the one guy was the only guy to homer, or he had four homers, won $500.
Yeah, I think not yesterday, the day before, two guys hit five and each got $250.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know, I mean, heck, I would split it with five guys and take 100. You know, I mean, you know, hell, at this point, I'm not greedy. I would have taken the $10. So, you know, I just like to win something. You know, football season sucked. I did okay during basketball, surprisingly. And, you know, my baseball's off to a rough start. I haven't won jack squat yet. So.
You know, but you brought up, like, how many guys picked DJ LeMahieu. The guy who won the other night with four. Tell me why he picked Struble Cabrera, who got two that night.
I don't, you know, again, I don't know. I mean, I, you know, like I keep telling myself, you know, look at the pitching matchup, you know, so I did. And that's why I went with Mike Trout tonight, because he's facing Jason Hamill. And, you know, I know he's going to be in the top of the order, so he's going to get those five at bats. You know, my fear, of course, is the fact that the game's going to end up getting rained out because, you know, I know the weather there is going to be a little hit or miss. I think they won't have a problem, but, you know, yeah, you know, it's just strange. You know, it's like, okay, who do I go with, or who do I plug in? And, I mean, you know, when I'm plugging in known home run hitters, I mean, I've used Harper. Like I said, I had Judge and Stanton last night. Nothing. I mean, maybe I should be going with these under the radar guys. Maybe I got to go get Joe Panik in my lineup or something. So, you know, I don't know. Is that what we're missing? We don't have enough diversity in our lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, who knows? But all right, anyways, I don't know if you caught this one, Dan, but they announced suspensions from the Rockies brawl, the Rockies-Padres brawl. Not quite the number of games I would have handed out here, but Nolan Arenado did get five. So did Luis Perdomo. They were the two main participants in the brawl. Gerardo Parra got four games, pretty much because you can clearly see him on video throwing punches. And then Brian Bauman, who's a Padres reliever, also received a game. So, we'll have to see. I'm looking to see here if they mention they don't mention if anybody is appealing as of yet. So we'll have to see. No surprise, AJ Ellis, Freddie Galvis, and Germán Marquez also picked up fines for their little, their little altercation that went on there. You know, like I said, I still don't think it was enough for Arenado, but that's just me. Are you buying this? Are you okay with five and then have them come down on appeal, or what do you think?
I think they should go with five and they can let them appeal, but I don't think they should give it to them.
Yeah, they should appeal and then give them six just to be jerks. That was, especially Arenado. Like I said, I would have given him 10 and made him eat it because that was just ridiculously stupid on his part. So, but yeah, just, there it is. So hopefully that's said and done. We'll see what happens the next time these two teams meet because they're going to get to play quite a lot. But Dan, I think I knew this and I just kind of blew it off because I just wasn't paying much attention to it. But the Mets have actually lost both of their catchers to the DL. I know we've probably been over it a million times, but Mr. Fantasy was just always extremely high on Travis d'Arnaud, who never really became anything. I mean, he's pretty much been injury prone, and he was a big time prospect, and it just didn't work out. It's actually looking like he's going to need Tommy John surgery. Their backup was Kevin Pawecki, so he took over and managed to break a hand. So I don't know. I didn't see the call-ups or anything. You don't happen to know who they're using or anything like that? Do you know, did they bring a guy up? Did they sign a veteran? Did you see anything?
No, I haven't looked yet.
Let me see if their lineup is out for today. Yeah, here we go. Oh yeah, okay. Well, today they're using Jose Lobaton or Lobaton. I think it's Lobaton, depending on how you want to pronounce it. He's a veteran switch hitter, so he's a solid guy. Always been a defensive guy, so that's a I guess a solid pickup for them. I just kind of wondering who they were using or how they were filling it out, but. So yeah, that's where they're going to start. So, but yeah, just kind of odd. I don't know. Do you write that off as bad luck, or how do you look at that you lose them both like that?
Very bad. They pick.
And then I was wondering. This was the other thing we didn't really get to talk about. Did you or I, or somehow the combination of both of us, jinxed the Giants? They started off the season with Bumgarner and Samardzija on the DL, and then Johnny Cueto turns an ankle and has to go on the 10-day DL. What the hell goes on with starting pitchers there, minus obviously Bumgarner riding the ATV, that these guys just can't seem to stay healthy all of a sudden? What did we do to them? Did we put a curse on them?
I think so by accident, but I didn't pick them to win, so.
I don't think I did either. So, just one of those weird things. But yeah, it just, it seems so odd. I noticed it the other day, and it was like, man, Cueto's out too? And it's just like, oh man, this team just can't catch a break. And I know I don't think Mr. Fantasy was, but I really believed they were going to bounce back after, last year. They ended up being one of the worst teams in baseball, and they were just hurt right and left, and nothing seemed to go their way. And I like the moves they made, adding Kutch and then Longoria, and it's like now not only the starters are hurt, but Melanson's been on the DL since the start of the year as well. And I don't know. I mean, is again, we're looking at a team that, how do you end up landing just this many bad breaks?
Just what they are, the breaks.
I don't know. It's just kind of baffling when, I looked at it and I was like, geez, man, another one? It's like, how do you keep this out? And then Dan, in case you don't know, if you didn't catch enough of it on the media, Shohei Ohtani tripled last night. So,
It's the first thing I read from the MLB morning lineup email.
yes, how he did. Is that the first thing they put out? How he does? So,
Pretty
that's
much.
the biggest. Hey, look, he did this. But I did see apparently. You know, I know we didn't really talk about this, but I guess he's, I don't even know how you would do it. He's kind of asking the Angels for more playing time. You know, do you see them doing that? I mean, do you think he could handle playing, you know, 4 or 5 days a week and then pitching a day with just the one day off? Or do you think he needs more of a, you know, kind of the cushion they're giving him now where it's 3 days a week and pitching just one?
You know, he's a young, big kid. So I don't, you know, he's designed or, I don't know, you know, he's conditioned, but, you know, that's the issue with the way the game is today is everyone's baby. So I'm sure they, I don't know if they'll make that move, but I think they should. If they're smart, they would.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you would think, I mean, with the way he's hitting, you would probably want to take advantage of him while he's hot, you know, and the league is still kind of adjusting to him, you know, before he's got to turn around and start adjusting to the league. You know, but again, I mean, they're having success with the way it's going. I think they're 9-3 or something like that. And, you know, actually, they're just, a game or a half a game ahead of the Astros. So, you know, they're hanging around a little early. Do you not mess with the success, or?
Well, I mean, there's ways to bring him into the game, you know. I know it's not the National League, but you could swap out the DH, you know, halfway through the game, or, you know, have him DH for an inning or two, see what he does. If he goes 0-for-2, just take him out. Go 2-for-2, hell, just take him out. You know, I think it's one of those where you become more situational and, you know, try to go with the situations. You know, if the cases where they're getting blown out, you know, whether they're losing, you know, 10-0 or they're winning 10-0, I don't see the point of even, you know, if he's on the bench, bringing him in.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, at this point, I mean, what could it hurt, right? I mean, he's hot, he's hitting. Oh, God. Hang on, I don't know if I'm done with that yet. All right, there we go. So, yeah, you know, might as well use him, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I said.
No, right, that's, you know, what the hell? Oh, but I don't know what, you know, what else fun is going on in baseball, and what's enjoyable to you so far besides Ohtani? What, no, you ordered the jersey, right?
No, not yet. I'm going to get the t-shirt for when I go to the Sox game this summer.
So there you go. You know, I do know, real quick while I see it here, you know, to make your fantasy adjustments. The Blue Jays placed Josh Donaldson on the 10-day DL. You know, he was having that weird, you know, arm issue. He actually just kind of thought he had a dead arm. They're calling it shoulder inflammation is what they're going with here. So if you have Donaldson in a daily lineup, obviously get him out. Or if he's on your fantasy, you know, your yearly team, you know, time to get him on the DL and hunt somebody else down. And, you know, I know all about putting guys on the DL, so I do not have him. I am pretty safe there. No, not another DL guy for me. I'm still riding with 4, so I got one spot left, and hopefully Rizzo comes off Monday like fuck.
he needs to, because Chris Bryant is not really that great of a first baseman.
No reason he should be over there. You know, I mean, they have plenty of other guys to play first base, but, you know, that's your guy, Joe Maddon. He likes to do those things. So.
That's your guy.
You know, I wanted to ask you about the one play in that game. Did you see the Anibal Sanchez bunt where he was called out for being out of the baseline?
No, I didn't see that one. Len and JD, I don't. I must have had the headphones off at that point.
Yeah, because I was kind of wondering, you know, to me it almost looked like Wilson Contreras was throwing at him as he was going down the baseline and just kind of missed. You know what I mean? Chris Bryant put his hands up because that ball would have killed him. You know, he was only, you know, 40, 50 feet away from him. Contreras threw a heater, and it was just like, holy crap. So, you know, that
you know, it's funny.
Target.
I was going to say, what the arm Contreras has, I wouldn't be surprised if, just for the hell of it, one day, you know, late in the game and extra innings, we're at 15 innings, and Caratini gets swapped in to catch, and Contreras finishes pitching.
Yeah. Just let him go out there and throw fastballs. So, you know.
But I didn't see that play. Yeah, but, you know, you brought up Anibal Sanchez, and I thought it was quite interesting when Len and JD brought this up. They were actually talking baseball for a change. And Dansby Swanson, I believe he was on first base, and the guy after him hit a nice ball to right field. He may have been on second, or I don't know where he was. Doesn't really matter. But, you know, the third base coach, who just so happens to be former big league manager Ron Washington, which I was surprised he took a job like that, especially after retiring, waved Dansby Swanson around. Now, Jason Hayward, we both know he's got a great arm. He's great defensively. He gets paid a lot of money, and everyone's upset about his batting. But, you know, at the end of the day, without Jason Hayward's defense, this team, I don't believe they would have won a World Series. Not with having a, regardless. But in a situation like that, Ron Washington, you know, gave him the sign to keep going. Dansby Swanson took it upon himself to stop at third. And it would have been a really close play. And, I mean, Jason Hayward was on. You know, Wilson Contreras was standing right on top of the plate like he should be. And that ball went right into his glove. And it would have been kind of a bang-bang. I think we would have had some kind of collision. But, you know, like I said, Dansby Swanson kind of stopped himself. And then Anibal Sanchez. Sanchez was the next guy up to bat. And they were kind of questioning whether that was a good idea on Swanson to not continue to run with it. What did you think of that play?
Yeah, you know, with the pitcher coming up, I understand why he wanted to try to score him. But yeah, I mean, that's questionable. I mean, you know, that's Hayward is probably the only Cub outfielder you don't run on. You know, anybody else, you know, have at it. But yeah, I was a little confused by that when they were like, oh yeah, and you know, he's sending him, and you know, like, he was gonna send him. It's like, why the heck was he, you know, thinking about that? But you know, I think, you know, and honestly, kind of looking at the play, I think if he'd went, he would have been out.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
my only biggest fear was they would have called Wilson Contreras for blocking the play, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, situation kind of at hand, but I don't know. It just was interesting. I mean, that was one of those things I never thought about in baseball, how you kind of continue to run even though you know the pitcher's coming up, but that makes a lot more sense. I mean, but on the flip side of it, you know, if in the game they still taught really how to bunt and pitchers actually practice doing it, you know, that would have been a great position for a squeeze bunt to go down. And maybe that's...
Yeah, well, oddly, you know, like the play I was asking you about... no, actually, Swanson was on second when that play, the play I was asking you about happened.
Oh, okay.
Sanchez actually got down a really nice bunt. You know, the problem, of course, is, you know, he's not much of a hitter, and there were two outs. So he was just trying to, you know, something go. Did not go his way. And he was clearly out of the baseline. I mean, there was no question. You know, I know, like, the Braves' first base coach tried to argue and their manager came out, but it was clear he was running on the grass and he was way, way inside the line. So, no doubt they're where he was. So, we'll see. You know, who knows? But, yeah, I'd be very happy to see the Cubs offense get going. Haven't they really only had like one game or so, or they've really hit well?
Yeah, I think they had one against the Brewers. I mean, we're only, what, 10, 12 games in, so not super concerned, but at the same time, I think World Series Hangover Part 2, no, bad joke. But, you know, I think too much of the focus today is on all the other crap. I mean, you're worried about launch angles and all that crap. Why don't you just worry about hitting the ball? Because that's something the team's really not doing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like you said, you know, it's too early to panic. You know, like for me, I mean, it's just the fact that, you know, like I was up and I got to see the game. And, you know, anytime I get to see a game, I want to see a good game. And it was just disappointing to watch. You know, and it was just like, ah, crap, I get to see a game and they play like this. You know, so, I mean, it's not like I'm worried about them or, you know, they're going to explode or however you kind of look at it. But, yeah, it just kind of like, crap, I got to see a game and this is what I got. So...
Yeah, and, you know, and the other thing that kind of bored me with it, and, you know, some of these things, I don't, like, oh, wow. You know, I'm so glad that you guys are there to do pre-game interviews and tell us stupid crap. So the big conversation for the first few innings was the fact that Joe Maddon doesn't tell Chris Bryant where he's going to play until he gets there.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, exactly, right? You know, do I pull them all, like, Macaulay Culkin, you know, slap my cheeks and scream, because they're ball players. You know, a guy like Ben Zobrist is just happy to still be playing, right? So, you know, he shouldn't care where he's playing. And that's the thing. I mean, unless you're a pitcher and you're being told when you walk in today that, you know, hey, Travis Wood, you're going to play left field. You're going to start in left. Oh, you know, in 3 days. Oh, okay. That's good to know, because I won't do my pitching stuff. But, you know, other than that, I mean, these guys are ball players. It shouldn't matter where they're going to play in the lineup. Although I think, you know, it's just funny because the consistency and the weird habits that they always talk about how baseball players have, and then you're throwing them off all the time, I don't think that allows for consistency. And, you know, it just depends on, you know, with Joe Maddon and several other managers in this game today, it just depends on certain players, you know. It's different for everybody. So... But yet they kind of put it out there that it's not, I don't know. It's one of my stupid rambles, but, you know, to me, it's not a surprise. It shouldn't matter. You know, oh, great. Now we have a topic to talk about for 3 or 4 innings in the game, which doesn't even do anything.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not like Chris Bryant is going to be out of the lineup. You know, I mean, as long as he's healthy, he's playing. So it's not like it's really that big of a deal. I mean, okay. You know, I mean, he's always hitting second. So he knows this, you know.
Well, no, he hit third. He hit third, which I actually prefer to see a lineup.
Oh, he hit
where
third today?
Okay. Well, Rizzo's out. But, I mean, you know, and that even made more sense. I forget who number two was, but I think Hop was one and – someone was number two, and then it was Bryant, which is the way it should be.
Oh, LaStella.
Contreras was number four.
LaStella was two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your guy. See, I always forget about him. But, you know, I mean, and that's the way the lineup should be. If you don't have LaStella in there, it should be Javi or Russell at two. But, you know, we're so concerned with the power numbers, you know, the power swing on Javi and Russell. But then, you know, they're supposed to be half power hitters, not power hitters, but then they're always down in the bottom of the order. So all the theories that they throw out for why Chris Bryant and Rizzo bat at the top of the order, when ideally, I think the only difference between Bryant and maybe Javi and Addison is he might strike out less. But other than that, the quote power behind their bats is pretty much the same. So I don't understand the philosophy when the philosophy is only good for one guy but not the other. I don't know. It's just, it's so confusing because it only works, you know, we only use it in certain situations, but then we don't even bring it up when it comes to guys like Javi. And I don't know, you know, but the fact that they brought that up, oh, he doesn't know where he's going to play today, it just reminds me so much of, you know, wrestling. When we used to do it, you know, my cousin and I, when we tagged together, you know, we didn't even read the emails. You know, you got the lineup. We showed up to our show on Saturday, and you can attest to this. We showed up and, well, you know, not when you were booking the other show that we worked on. We knew that before because we were putting it all together. But, you know, he and I showed up on Saturday, and we were told, like, you know, oh, hey, who are you working today? Oh, I don't know. You don't know? You mean you haven't put your whole match together for the last month? No. We'll figure it out, you know, hour before, you know, bell time. Well, you're jerking. You're, you know, curtain jerking. That's, you know, going out first for all of you that don't know. Yeah. So we'll get the crowd started, and we'll keep, you know, we'll get them all pumped up for you. So you better take advantage of us, you know, get them all hot and live for you. But, you know, it just reminds me of that. Like, when you get into the word, into the game, you become professional. You just show up. You know, if you and I, if we were professional baseball players when, you know, we were younger, it wouldn't happen now because we're old. I would just show up. You know, it's not like Little League where you got to show up with your bag and your glove. I'm sure they have everything there. I would just show up, put my uniform on. Hey, what position are you playing today? I don't know. I'm not pitching. I know that.
Yeah, well, see, I would know that I was catching. If I was playing, yeah. I would know that I would be catching. So,
yeah.
You know,
I spent way too much time babbling on it, but it's just, it's annoying. I mean, I don't know. Ooh, thanks for your update on Chris Bryant playing first.
You didn't know Chris Bryant played first?
No, but, you know, in situations like that, I think maybe if you're going to be doing that, maybe he should spend a little bit more time in spring training playing the other positions just so he kind of gets a feel for it. But, yeah, it's break time for me, so I don't know where you want to go with it. But, hey, you know, before I jump off, and very disappointing last night, Capitals lost to the Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's who scored the winning goal? The former Blackhawk, Artemi Panarin.
Yep. Yeah, the bread man. So. Oh, but all right. Well, while Dan runs off, I can tell you this is what I did tonight for FanDuel. My home run guys, like I said, I went with Matt Chapman and Mike Trout. And then my third guy, who I was just drawing a blank on for some reason, is Josh Bell of the Pirates. So those are my home run hitters tonight. Hopefully, I'd love to just get, at this point, I'd love to get one. So, but then as I go through my regular lineup here, a lot of oddly strange choices here that I just kind of ended up with. So I'm going with Eduardo Rodriguez as my pitcher, the Red Sox. He cost me $6,600. My first base catcher is Jesus Aguilar of the Brewers. He's hitting fifth for them tonight. He only cost $2,100. Second base is Starling Castro. I actually had to make a swap there. I originally had Jonathan Villar, and he wasn't in the lineup. So I'm going with Starling Castro for $2,800. He's hitting third for the Marlins tonight. I'm going with Chapman again as my third baseman. He's hitting sixth for the A's. He did cost me $4,200. Carlos Correa of the Astros is my shortstop. He's hitting fourth. Cost me $4,400. Then for my outfield, I'm going with Bryce Harper again. I've had terrible luck with Harper this week, but you know, I figure sooner or later it's got to work out, right? So I'm paying the $5,300 to get him. He's hitting third for the Nationals tonight. Rhys Hoskins is my next outfielder. I paid the $4,800. He's hitting cleanup for the Phillies tonight. And then it wrapped up with Derek Dietrich of the Marlins for $2,500, and he's leading off tonight. Then my utility guy ended up being Justin Bour of the Marlins. He's $2,300. He's hitting cleanup for them tonight. You know, I'm realizing now that I have three Marlins in my lineup, and that concerns me a little bit. So I'm going to go look at my second base options and maybe take Castro out of my lineup, even though, as you know, I'm a really big fan of his. But I don't like the three Marlin lineup. And I'm going to make a swap here. I'm going to pull Castro, and I'm going to spend the $2,800 on Joe Panik, who's leading off for the Giants tonight. So I'm going to go that route instead and, you know, work it that way. So my lineup ends up being Eduardo Rodriguez pitching, Jesus Aguilar as my catcher first baseman, Joe Panik at second, Matt Chapman at third, Carlos Correa at short. My outfield is Bryce Harper, Reese Hoskins, and Derek Dietrich. And then my utility guy is Justin Bour. So that's what I roll. But this is for the, what is this, the 705 or 605 start. So maybe it just got rolling. If not, it's probably pretty close to starting. So you'll have to see how that's going on or how things work out. But, you know, that's where I went. And, you know, we'll see how the things work. I just, you know, I don't know lately with what the heck is going on or, you know, how FanDuel's going for me. So, hopefully it's a better night. You know, like last night I missed money in by 6 points. So I was pretty close. It just didn't go that way. So we'll have to see if tonight is a little better option. I keep thinking, you know, I've got stuff rolling or I have good lineups and, like, you know, I think it was two nights ago, I didn't even get to 100 points. I just had a ridiculously bad outing for some reason, you know, just one of those goofy things that I run into from time to time. I don't know how or why it happens, but it happens to me quite a bit. I don't know if anybody else has these kind of struggles with it. You know, I know, Mr. Fantasy was kind of cashing right out of the gate. I don't know if he was winning a ton of money, but he was at least cashing. You know, like, I'm always happy, you know, just if I get my buck back, you know, I'm pretty, you know, pretty happy there. So we'll have to, have to see how that goes. You know, just want to, you know, one of those things, right? You know, so we'll see. But yeah, that's what I came up with for tonight. You know, maybe you have, you know, a better idea of what's going on. You know, if you want to help me out, you know, shoot me an email, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Or, you know, just go ahead and tweet me, you know, at Merck Time. And, yeah, you know, maybe you can give me a little advice that, will make me quite successful in FanDuel. So that would be a big plus. I would very much like to go that route. So we shall see, but. Yeah, you know, just kind of, you know, some other, you know, other things off the top of my head. You know, the big football story, of course, the Cowboys parted ways with Dez Bryant. They did end up releasing him. I don't know, good, bad, indifferent. I mean, Dez has been kind of down the last few years since Dak Prescott came in. You know, they rely a little more on the running offense, and he had some, you know, he had some injury issues. I don't think last year, let me double check and see if he played every game. Yeah, he did start every game last year for the Cowboys. And I mean, he wasn't terrible. 69 receptions, 838 yards, did score 6 touchdowns. But you know, it's you know, just the consistent decline. Like back in 2014, he had 1,320 yards and 16 touchdowns. Then he had the injury year in 2015, only had 31 catches. You know, bounced back a little bit in 2016. He caught 50 balls, but he had a better yards per catch average and put up 8 touchdowns. So the numbers were a little disappointing. You know, it does save the Cowboys $8 million against the salary cap. I don't, you know, I believe, obviously, if Dez wants to continue to play, he will, you know, he will get work. There'll be a team that will, you know, bring him in and take a look at him. I don't think that's going to be a big issue there. So we'll, you know, we'll see how that one goes. But, yeah, Dez as a Cowboy looks to be done. They were reporting that they didn't even give him the option of taking a pay cut. They just decided to release him and go a different way. So, but there you go. No more Dez Bryant. So,
maybe the Bears will pick him up and release him before the season starts.
Hey, maybe. You know, you never know. You know, the NBA did announce some awards today, Dan. I can tell you that it was first team defense, all NBA and all rookie. Or actually, it was first and second team defense, I should say. The first team on defense has Chris Paul and Victor Oladipo at guard, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Anthony Davis at forward, and then Rudy Gobert at center. The second team has Josh Richardson and Drew Holiday at guard, Robert Covington and Draymond Green at forward, and Joel Embiid at center. So, I know you were excited about that. The all-rookie team, some guys will know a little bit more about. The first five are Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Kyle Kuzma, and Bogdan Bogdanovic. There you go. I get the good name to say. Second team, Dan, is John Collins. I know you were wondering. There's Lonzo Ball on the second team. Bam Adebayo, Dennis Smith Jr., and look at that, Dan. Lauri Markkanen makes second team all-rookie from the Bulls. So they did have something.
Yeah, at least they got a runner-up kind of pride.
Now, for all NBA, they actually list three teams, so I got 15 guys here. The first team is James Harden and Damon Lillard at guard, LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo at forward, and then Anthony Davis is the center here. Interestingly, Davis is an all-defensive forward, but an all-NBA center, so I guess it's just how you kind of look at it. Second team is Russell Westbrook and Victor Oladipo at guard, Kevin Durant and LaMarcus Aldridge at forward, and Joel Embiid at center. And the third team has Steph Curry and Chris Paul at guard, Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler at forward, and then Nikola Jokic is the third team All-NBA center. So there you go. Did I miss anybody, Dan? Did your all your guys get on here? All the guys from your fantasy team make it? Because I don't think any of mine did.
I don't
Which
even
is probably
remember
why I didn't make the play.
I had Russell Westbrook.
Did you? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next.
I had Melo.
Maybe. Yeah, boy, he had a bit of a down. I don't know. Would you call it down or just off year?
I'm starting to call it a end of his career because, you know, I wasn't expecting like stellar numbers out of him. I figured being on a better team and I guess it's not 10 years ago, right?
Yeah. I got to look cause I'm interested to know what he actually ended up with this year. He did play in 78 games. Oh, yeah, he only ended up averaging 16.2 points per game. I guess you could see not being the focal point of the offense that those numbers would come down a little bit. I guess that could kind of be expected. Of course, if he goes out and has a great playoffs, you know, everybody's going to forget about that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me, that's right, playoffs. I'm thinking like, oh, it's our season's over, so theirs is over, so to speak. But I don't know. I just thought, you know, he would kind of be my steal, or, you know, the, I don't want to say sleeper pick, but, you know, kind of the breakout one where, you know, playing with Westbrook, I just thought it'd be a bigger season for him.
So, yeah, well, I do have the scheduling for you here, Dan. You can watch basketball all day tomorrow starting at 2 p.m. when the San Antonio Spurs take on the Golden State Warriors. That's actually the only ABC game tomorrow. The other three are on the Mickey Mouse Network. About 4:30, we get the Washington Wizards at the Toronto Raptors. About 7 o'clock, you get the Miami Heat at the Philadelphia 76ers. And then Saturday's action wraps up with the New Orleans Pelicans at the Portland Trail Blazers. That's scheduled for a 9:30 start.
Hello.
The rest of the series, of course, they kick off on Sunday. You got the Milwaukee Bucks at the Boston Celtics. That's the noon game. That's on TNT. Then we get the Indiana Pacers at the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's actually an ABC game. Going to start about 2:30-ish. The final two games are on TNT. You got the Utah Jazz at the Oklahoma City Thunder, you know, estimated 5:30 start. And then the night wraps up with the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Houston Rockets, approximately 8 o'clock on that game. So I'll get to watch a little of the Timberwolves before I have to call it a night. But, yeah, there you go. There's the first scheduling of the opening round there for the NBA. So.
Yay.
Are you gonna take part in paying attention to any of those, or are you just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever? You know, I can stream them now. I had a friend of mine send me the link so I can stream them.
Well, you know, we had talked about that. I was kind of surprised that they're streaming everything through their app. I thought that was kind of a new thing. I mean, I'll check that part out just to see how it goes. But, you know, tomorrow I'll be home working on the house. Seems like usual. And I'll have baseball on.
Yeah, you know, it'll be one of those things where I'll probably flip over to get a score here or there. But you know, I'm not going to sit for a game. Like I said, I'll watch a little of that Timberwolves-Rockets because I'm interested to see how the Timberwolves do. I don't expect them to win a series or anything like that, so... But, you know, I'm glad they, you know, glad they got there, and, you know, it'll be kind of fun to check out. So, I guess the big question, Dan, I mean, do you think, you know, in the East, you think Indiana has a shot with Cleveland, or, you know, like, I'm trying to think who I saw today. I think it was Chauncey Billups on Pardon the Interruption said he just expects Cleveland to walk through the East and go to the finals. Do you think Indiana gives them any trouble?
I think they'll play them well. I don't think it's going to be bang bang lights out for the Cavs.
Yeah, because you know all in all, I mean Indiana had a pretty they had a pretty solid year. I think they were a bit of a surprise. You know they kind of they dumped Paul George. You know they let him go. I mean. You know, and all of a sudden, Victor Oladipo is like this monster. So I don't know. I don't watch enough of it to know if they could give him trouble. But you know, it would be cool if they went. You know, I don't know what 6 games, 7 games there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you tire out the king a little bit. You know, do you rest him? Does he get rested?
I don't know. Do they do that in the playoffs? Maybe he needs maybe he'll need a game. Well, you know, remember his claim to fame right now is he played all 82 games this season. So.
Oh wow. That's
huge. Know,
yeah, cool.
He's rolling with that. Yeah. You know, basically he did his job every day. He didn't miss a day. So.
He didn't even call him sick once.
No, not once this year. They didn't give him a day off. You know, none of that stuff. So, you know, we should be proud of LeBron for getting out there and playing 82 games this year. So.
Well, you know, Jordan did play sick.
But Yeah, well, you know, first time in LeBron's career, I think 15 years in the NBA. First time he's played every game in a season. So.
Wow. It's a big deal.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, I don't want to forget the NHL. You know, you touched on a little earlier that the damn Capitals blew that freaking lead last night. Tonight, it's game 2 and 3 of the series. We got the Flyers at the Penguins. The Penguins are up 1-0. What's humorous about this, Dan, is I'm getting the schedule off the Mickey Mouse website, and they always tell you how many tickets are available. They say there are 3 tickets available. So I just thought that was funny. I've never seen, like, an odd number like that. That game's actually on the NBC Sports Network. It should start. Actually, it should be started by now. Also, you've got the Minnesota Wild at the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets lead that series 1-0. That game's on the USA Network tonight. It should be starting in about 5 minutes. And then the nightcap, which I'm going to watch a little of while I stream the Diamondbacks-Dodgers game, has the Los Angeles Kings at the Las Vegas Golden Knights. The Golden Knights lead that series. That's an NBC Sports Network game as well tonight. So there you go.
No, I forgot to check. Did the Predators win last night? How did that game turn out?
Yes, they did. They won. I believe it ended up being, was it pretty handily? Let me see. Yeah, they ended up winning 5-2. If you get a chance, go in and look at the highlight of Philippe Forsberg's goal. I can attempt to describe it to you, but it's really awesome to see. He actually put the puck through his legs, then put the puck through the defender's legs, beat the defender around the shoulder, and scored a goal. It was really just super cool to see. So yeah, if you get a chance, yeah. You know, I mean, obviously, the hype will take you long to watch, a couple seconds. So it's definitely worth it. But, yeah, like, they got the win. You know, you mentioned Columbus beat Washington. That game went to overtime last night. The Bruins beat the Maple Leafs. The Lightning took game 1 against the Devils. And then the Sharks took game 1 against the Ducks. All those 5 games were last night. So everybody is cruising into game 2. So we shall see. And then, you know, Dan, I was just kind of putzing around on your favorite search engine, Bing, and I hit the app for the NFL, and one of the stories that came up was that Mark Sanchez has been suspended 4 games for testing positive for PEDs. You know, I found it kind of humorous because he didn't even dress last year for the Bears. He was the number 3 quarterback for all 16 games.
Who was the number 2?
So I was just kind of, I was just kind of like, it was Mike Glennon last year. But yeah, I was just kind of like, wait a minute, what's he doing that he needs, you know, he needs the assistance. So I just thought that was a little strange that, you know, of all the guys, he would probably be the last guy I would expect to get a positive test.
Yeah. I mean, and how do you suspend a guy who if you come in and dress?
Yeah, that's if he signs, he's got it. If he signs, he's got a service suspension. But all right, well, the music means that Dan and I are going to wrap up this episode of Sports Time Radio. Dan, of course, gets the weekends off. I will be here Sunday morning at 10 a.m. with Mr. Fantasy for 2 wonderful hours of the podcast. But you know what to do while we're away. SportsTimeRadio.com. Look for that brand new blog tomorrow morning. Follow that link over to the Facebook page and give that a like. But don't forget the Twitter feed, which is at SportsTimeRadio. You can find Dan and I on Twitter as well if you want to look us up. That's cool. As always, a big thanks for listening live. But don't forget, you can go listen to the podcast anytime you want at